This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Juice Lord is a Durham, Bredon-based rapper who makes the provocative claim that he's pretty good at getting a riot started. But he prefers to generate that kind of excitement in a stage performance rather than on the streets. Dressed in an orange jumpsuit or a balaclava, he embraces stereotypes and then turns them into weapons against racism. Drawing seamless connections between gentrification, police violence, and cultural appropriation, Juice Lord shuns respectability politics in favor of honest language. He released twin albums in 2018 that included theatrical reenactments of police encounters, an imaginary auction, and a drunken confession. His newest album, Mosh Pit Messiah, has pushed its release date back to October 30th. Today we get a preview. Juice Lord, welcome to The State of Things.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good to talk with you. I know you've been at the recent protest against police violence. And I'm curious, with your background in dance and visual art, songwriting, do you sort of put those works, those arts to display, on display at events like that?
I do not, actually. I'm very docile at those events. I tend to become overwhelmed in emotion at the sea of all the different people and all the different nationalities and races around. So I stand back and I just take everything in.
You are a public persona, though. People know you. How did you use your status at the protest, or did you?
I didn't, actually. I didn't want to draw away from things of that nature. I'd rather just be a part of it and show support and stand in solidarity.
You were racially profiled by police at the age of 12?
At the age of 12, I was. I was asked to lay on my stomach while walking from the store because I quote unquote fit a description. I don't know what description two 12-year-old boys fit. But we fit it.
Then you were held at gunpoint? Am I right about that?
Yes, they put their guns out. They asked us to get on the ground. Before asking questions, before asking for ID, which most 12-year-olds don't even have, they pulled their guns on us.
And your mother came home, I guess, and
my mother was coming home from Women's Empowerment, and she just happened to pull up right as we were getting on the ground. And if my mother hadn't shown up, there's no telling what would have happened or where we would be.
I mean, and she intervened, which...
She did.
I've got the scene pictured now. We've got these officers, guns drawn on two 12-year-old boys, and a woman pulls up in a car and then confronts these officers and says what?
It's you know, you come out and you ask, what are you doing? And there's no real answer to that. They don't even know what they're doing. It's what they did was they acted emotional in a place in which they should have been, in a position in which you need to act logically almost 100% of the time. You're not allowed to make mistakes as a police officer.
So how did these demonstrations resonate for you personally?
Very, very much so. Very much so.
Well, I want to listen to a track from your upcoming album, and this one is called Monologue.
No one over 25, maybe if their skin was a different color, they'd be alive. Cops pulling up to their house, he told them get inside. Said he came to take them to heaven, he seen they need a ride. He shot a trip out his gun and he did it happily. I seen a picture on Twitter, paint that out graphically. Gang member dead on the news, ain't that a tragedy? Now my mama crying, she afraid it could happen to me. Tell her I'm not a number, I'm not a gangster, I'm not a killer. She know the biggest of butterflies is a caterpillar. She know the darkest of souls can be a father figure. That's why my heart is bigger. Bang, bang with the gun. Down with it. Hit the ground. ground with the sound of clouds in the winter. That's a hush death. Hey, you a killer soon as you bust back. Black women cherish your man cause there ain't much left. It's like I hate my fate cause I'm surrounded in love but can't escape the hate. They wanna drown me in hugs, I wanna suffocate cause I'm a poor black man living another day. But for my brother's sake I stand up. Every man down, I got a man up. 10 toes down for every boy with his hands up and every with his back turned. A black man, if you fit that brain, you get your back burned. And this kaleidoscope, every turn I make my vision change. I'ma strive in the eye of hope, get a little change. Come alive in designer stores, never had a dime. I survived ducking, dying broke, so now I'm living scarred. They tried to hand me a Bible, told me I needed God. I said I seen her, I mean it, the day I crashed my car. She told me speak and keep breathing and I'ma be a star. She got me feeling like a god, god. Change by swallowing my pride. I will make a name by being black with ambition and spitting facts with a vengeance and never losing the movement. That giving back is the mission. I'm a god and so is anybody living. If you dwelling in that melanin, don't tell them any different cause they'll lie to you and smile at you and even give a job to you but at the same time robbing you. How many times we gotta die before we be the case? How many cheeks we gotta turn before we need to face the fact that living black is living proof and it's a ritual what we living through? What the f*** we do to you? Imagine praying that your baby come home. Imagine being 80 and there's nothing you own. Imagine working years just to build somebody's dreams. Then they make it and they treat you like you on a different team. And that's reality. In this country of Americans, tell them that you matter and they treat you like a terrorist. All lives matter, but the cop lives devilish. Letting feelings burn while we dying for the hell of it. Black lives, just know that we matter. We died and we come back after. Break out the chains and live strong, going hard, making music outlaw. I'm a
I'm here with Juice Lord. That's Monologue from his upcoming album, Mosh Pit Messiah, slated for release on October 30th. Great song. Great song.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. I want to ask you something because, you know, you've been in Durham forever, at least for your ever,
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you look back at the way black people in Durham have been policed over the past 20 years, has anything changed?
Very much so. And I think that that change has a lot to do with a lot more white people moving into Durham, white progressives, as a matter of fact, and them moving in and standing up for us is one of the reasons why we get treated better in Durham.
But that's interesting because the downside of that is all us white progressives are also part of something known as gentrification.
Gentrification, very much so. Gentrification has its ups and downs, mostly downs. I wish that white people standing up for us didn't have to come with gentrification. I wish it didn't have to come with like higher property values, that like black people aren't allowed jobs to afford and things of that nature.
But it is interesting, though, to think about the fact that things have actually improved, and it is because of allies. And if we look at the demonstrations now, far different from other outbursts that have occurred in past decades. This is something that has cooled now to ongoing demonstrations, and it is biracial and is multigenerational. And,
Right. Very much so. With all the different generations, you know, you got people from the ranges of 3 to 80 out there. You got witches, Christians, black people, white people, people of Hispanic, you know, Latinx people. It's beautiful to see, but it's sad that the cause for this is such a sad thing.
Let me ask you about it. I want to play another track from the upcoming album Mosh Pit Messiah, and this one is called Gangland, and I want to play it now, and then we'll talk a little bit about it when we come back. Let's listen.
Okay.
Reporting to 911.
Everybody gang bang. If your gun got a trigger, you could do the same thing. Even the feds of the flag hang. And the cops carry Glock. If you options is bang bang. Democrat or Republican. It ain't never been a Crip folk, never been a blood thing. Even religion got a bad name. From the hood to the burbs, the words they sing.
Gang is gang. Gang is gang.
That's Gangland from Juice Lord's unreleased album, Mosh Pit Messiah. Juice Lord is with me now. And in that song, you offer us an expanded view of what we might call a gang. Tell us about that.
The Webster's Dictionary, well, every dictionary, defines a gang as an organized group of criminals. As we all know, politicians still, that is an organization, they organize and they are criminals. The KKK is a Christian organization, and they kill people. They're an organized group of criminals. Time and time again, it's been painted through the media that gangs are only like Blood, Crips, Latin Kings, and that gangs are an ethnic thing when gangs exist in our actual government and have been around us.
So you're talking about this expanded view, and it's interesting that we've broken down into these tribes. I mean, that's something that people have noticed. You could also substitute the word tribe, and the fact that it's hard to find an American identity, if there ever was one, because of these niche kind of gangs and tribes that have now arrayed themselves against one another.
Exactly. The American gang, like I said, the Crips, the Bloods, and things of that nature, they were originally made to protect us from the police. So gang culture is something that should be loved and celebrated, but, you know, through lack of education and stealing the resources from in the city neighborhood, violence has occurred.
Juice Lord, your album's coming out in October 30th, right?
October 30th, my birthday.
We're gonna take a look for Mosh Pit Messiah that comes out then. What a pleasure. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
You can find links to that music and the rest of our music at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Holland-Mormon, Kaya Finlay, and Stacia Brown. Josie Taras as well. Jenny Lawson is our technical director. Al Wadarski also helped engineer the show today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, all black from Juice Lord's upcoming album, Mosh Pit Messiah.
Black shirts, black shoes, black pants, black shirts, black shoes. Black shirts, black shoes, black pants, black shirts, black shoes.
You don't want to be black, because to be black would mean that you would have to have been black. We created the culture for it to be stolen and for us to create again.